Oh, for 1,000 tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise, the honors of his name. Awake my soul and celebrate the wonders of his grace. Let heaven and earth join in the song. Awake my soul. Father, awaken our souls to the wonder of your love for us, to the wonders of your grace. Awaken our hearts, we pray. Shake us just now. Lord, it's warm in this room, so shake us physically. But we just pray that you would shake us spiritually. Help us see afresh your majesty, your grace, your love towards us. And Lord, let every heart, let every tongue sing of your name. We pray for this area that we're in. Lord, as we pray that you'd awaken our hearts, we pray that you would awaken the hearts of the homes surrounding this church. We pray that you would awaken the hearts of our family members, our colleagues. Lord God, the things that we've been thinking about in Ephesians are too much for us to get our head around. And there are so many people in our lives who just have no sense of your kindness towards us, no sense of your love. So as we pray that you would awaken our hearts, we pray that through us, through your church, you would use us to awaken the hearts of many, many people who need to know you. In Jesus' name, amen. We are in Ephesians. If you don't have a Bible, please just go and grab one. There are some Bibles at the back, and just encourage you to go and do that just now. And we come to, this morning, we come to a turning point in our journey through the book of Ephesians. Paul, who wrote this letter, has followed the pattern that he typically did. He starts with theology, and then he moves to practice. And in broad terms, all of Paul's letters, apart from 2 Corinthians, this is the kind of pattern that he follows. And what he's done in these first three chapters of Ephesians is he spent three chapters painting this incredible picture of who God is, what he's done for us, and what that means for us, what a Christian is. And then he's going to spend the next three chapters, largely speaking, looking at, considering some aspects of what does that look like, you know, with regard to different areas of life. So life in the church, or marriage, or parenting, or whatever else it might be. There's a bit of a turning point here as we get to these last two verses in chapter 3. I called this sermon series Ephesians in Christ and in Cults. Now, if you're new to Aberdeen, that's Cults with a capital C, not Cults with a small c. That's a totally different sermon series. If we were looking at what it means to be in Christ and in cults, that would be a problem. No, we're talking about the area of cults and Bealside. And I got that title from the very first verse in Ephesians chapter 1. You see there, Paul says that he's writing to the saints who are in Ephesus and are faithful in Christ Jesus. Paul says that the people that he's writing to, they live, they reside, if you like, in two locations. In one sense, they live in Ephesus. In another sense, they live in Christ Jesus. Of course, we're not in Ephesus. We are here in Cults and Bealside, and we scatter throughout the city throughout the week. And this sermon series is about determining something of what does this life look like, this life in Christ, this life in Christ Jesus, worked out here in Bealside and Cults and wherever God has us from Monday to Saturday as well. And largely speaking, the first three chapters have been focused on the first part of that sermon series title, if in Christ Jesus. What does it mean to be in Christ? And we're going to look in the coming weeks at what does it mean to be in Christ Jesus and in cults and wherever else we are. I wonder if you've heard the phrase, it's something of a cliche, I guess, but you can't know where you're going until you know where you've been. I'm sure we've all heard that. It's been in lots of different films and things like that. Maybe you've seen it in shows like Who Do You Think You Are? I don't know if any of you have watched that show on the BBC where they take a celebrity on a journey back into their past, to their history, their family history and their ancestry, and try and trace where they've come from. And the whole premise of that show is, if you know where you've been, if you know where you're coming from, your family history and all the rest of it, then you can journey forward better.